Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As they dig more into the Bidens, the story gets even more salacious. And, you know, we've been focused on China and Russia for good reason. You know, Chairman Xi's coming to see Joe Biden. I said, hey, the boss is coming to town. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden's boss is coming to check up on him to see how things are going. And I would say Joe's got a good report. Yeah, he sold out America pretty good. The only negative, Chairman Xi, is they found me out. Now we're on the hot seat. Can you help? Can you help a brother out? But I want to come back stateside because I don't think people know enough about this healthcare startup that Joe Biden and his brother James got the $600,000 for, and Joe got his check for $200,000 and $40,000. You know, that 10% for the big guy. I don't think people know all the details of that. So let's discuss it. This article writes, reads rather, when a healthcare startup dreamed of building a network of rural hospitals several years ago, it turned to Jim Biden. Get this, and you've heard me talk about it. Although he wasn't a public health consultant or medical expert, Jim Biden was the brother of Joe Biden. Well, he was, he still is. Who had recently finished his term as vice president. The firm's chief executive believed Jim Biden would help provide the enterprise with, quote, serious horsepower. But Jim Biden wasn't the secret weapon that AmeriCorps Health Services was counting on. The company imploded in 2019, filing for bankruptcy amid a pile of lawsuits and a federal investigation into fraud allegations. As with most influence peddling schemes, it's difficult to point to a definitive smoking gun at first glance, but this deal smells bad. Really? Okay, just so you know, AmeriCorps is based in, case you want to guess, Pennsylvania. You know, Joe Biden's home state. I'm a kid from Scranton. I was growing up on the streets of Scranton, dealing with corn pop. They go on. AmeriCorps was trying to buy up some hospitals in rural Pennsylvania to supposedly create a health network chain. I want to remind you, Joe Biden, Jim Biden, not a healthcare expert, Joe Biden either, but that group said in Pennsylvania, if you want to get something done, go through the Bidens. He said, but some of the locals were skeptical of the company's capabilities and true agenda. Their suspicions turned out to be justified. That's when AmeriCorps, and before I go to this next section, I'm going to say this. I don't know what their suspicions were and, you know, what the locals were thinking, but here's what I would have, I suspect. They were like, this is a scam. These guys are just, they're not here about our health. They're not in the business of health. They're in the business of taking advantage of us on health, screwing over Medicare, Medicaid, but not really giving us quality health care. That's what I think the rural citizens of Pennsylvania sniffed out, because it's tough to fool country boys. Anyway, they go on. That's when AmeriCorps brought in Jim Biden to make their pitch for them. He must have had some sort of impact because the sales wound up going through. They bought this hospital chain, and several of the hospitals, though, later collapsed financially. At some point, Jim was paid $200,000 by AmeriCorps, which he turned around and immediately wired to Joe. Now, you guys have seen that check, and you know what we're talking about. They said the company later accused Jim of defaulting on $600,000 in loans. And the person writing the article says, this guy certainly seems to receive a lot of huge loans for someone who is supposedly so wealthy and successful, doesn't he? I agree. They go on. Biden's attorneys claim that all the money he received was in the form of consultancy payments, but he, quote, repaid $350,000 to him anyway. So let's just take a pause. Here's what they're telling you. This guy gets paid $600,000 in fees as a consultant in a business he knows nothing about. The idea was it would introduce AmeriCorps to Joe, and by putting Joe Biden in it, they would be able to get some money from some Middle Eastern guy who was going to help put it all together. So let's just understand that we were going to have a Middle Eastern investor in Pennsylvania's rural health care system. And that's what Joe Biden was supposed to bring him. But the outcome was these guys end up filing for bankruptcy. They did, the sale went through. They didn't get the money, sadly, I'm guessing, from the Middle Eastern investor. Maybe he sniffed it out. They failed. So then AmeriCorps, I believe, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong here, ends up suing Jim Biden, saying, you didn't deliver. What happened to Joe? Wasn't he supposed? And you could argue, well, Kevin, that exonerates Joe Biden. No, it doesn't. Joe Biden got a check. Joe Biden got two checks, $240,000. He couldn't deliver, but he was part of the scheme. So anyway, Jim then says, look, if you'll keep everybody out of it to clean this thing up, I'll write you a check for $350,000 to give you back a bulk of what he's, you know, he took. Because if Joe got $240,000, of the $600,000, that means Jim got $360,000. Let me do the math on that. I got a math degree, so I can help you with this. So he got $360,000, of which he gave him back $350,000 for his consultancy that he ended up not doing. Now, I'm speculating on a lot of this because I'm not trying to connect the dots. I'm only telling you from a common sense perspective, this is what I'm thinking. These people say, we're going to sue you. Your brother's going to get involved. And Joe says, you better get this taken care of. You better write him a check. So he wrote him a check. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Joe didn't write his brother a check. Joe didn't write Jim a check. Joe's money is in the bank, baby. I hope my friend Laura Loomer digs into this. I want to see an investigative report. Just this story alone could get the Bidens in hot water. Just this one. This is a little one in comparison to CEFC and Burisma. This is a little one. But that just tells you the level of minutia that the Biden family, these people were told by Joe, go out and earn, just like mafioso families. Bring it all back to me. We'll determine what we want to go after. But everybody's got to earn, and I'm here to help you do it. We've got a great show for you today, folks. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retool things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Scott dropped out of the 2024 presidential race. Of course, nobody's surprised. He had no chance of winning. Now, he announced it during an interview on Fox News. It was on Trey Gowdy's show Sunday night. I love America more today than I did on May 22nd. But when I go back to Iowa, it will not be as a presidential candidate. I am suspending my campaign. Again, predictable. However, the reason why Scott dropped out needs a little bit of work. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So they say that Tim Scott dropped out of the presidential race after he revealed publicly his relationship with his girlfriend. The relationship, or the revelation of the relationship, I should say, came after the third Republican debate, which I didn't even talk about because it's not that big of a deal. It just wasn't that big of a deal. I think we played some Vivek Ramaswamy, quotes or whatever. That was the biggest piece. And he didn't come out, in my opinion, the best in the debate from what I was told. And the joke of it, of course, is that it's a vice presidential debate at best. I don't think Donald Trump's going to pick a vice president from that crowd. Trump actually said he might make Tucker Carlson his VP. You can debate that. Good move, bad move. Obviously, Tucker's an amazing guy. Don't know if he's VP material, but can't say that he's not. Bright guy. But no political career whatsoever would make it tough. But good for getting people talking. That's what Trump does best. Now, let's go back to Tim Scott. A second guy has dropped out. Of course, we lost Mike Pence. No, Sarah, a terrible thing to waste a vice president. Yeah, so Mike Pence is gone, and nobody cares. Mike Pence being gone or Mike Pence being in there, nobody cared. Mike Pence was supposed to be the kryptonite to Donald Trump. His former VP running against him, and what happened? Absolutely nothing. So, that he's gone. Scott's gone. And they say, it's his girlfriend. It's because of his girlfriend. He came under fire because of the secrecy surrounding his relationship with Mindy Noce, an interior designer. I mean, you would think she deals in child porn or sex trafficking or something. What does his girlfriend have to do with anything Tim Scott's doing? Please, somebody tell a brother. The answer? Nothing. What's the big deal? Now, here's the narrative. The narrative of this is that Scott can't handle the criticism of being unmarried. Now, I find that hard to believe. A senator and presidential candidate can't handle the idea that he's a single guy? What? Presidents can't run as single people and date? I realize there hasn't been a president who's single. That doesn't mean there won't be one. There hadn't been a black president. There's one. There hadn't been a Roman Catholic president. There's one. I mean, Kennedy got cheated in, but he still made it. There hadn't been a brain dead president till we got Joe Biden. What's the big deal? Did they see the movie, wasn't it Michael Douglas, the American president, where he dated Annette Bening ultimately? He was a president who he was either not married or widowed or something. I don't remember. But he didn't have a wife. That was the crux of it. Oh, he needs a wife. Also, they tell you presidents have to be over 6 feet tall, which is why DeSantis, they say, is healing up. He's wearing cowboy boots because it makes him look taller. He's not a little guy. Now, I don't know if that's the case. They say there's not going to be a woman president. There will be a woman president within the next year. And her name is Kamala Harris. I'm going to do a whole other thing on that. And we've already talked about it. Y'all know my take. Kamala Harris will be there. And she's got to get in there to give pardons. Joe Biden can't pardon himself and his family members. She has to become president. And that's being explained to Joe Biden right now. But Tim Scott, seriously, come on. A senator and a presidential candidate, and that's the level of pressure you can't handle, dude? I'm not buying it. What is it? Because there are rumors that Tim Scott's gay. And if that's the case, you would think the Republican Party would embrace him. They would say, we're the party of diversity, equity, and inclusion. We got a black gay guy. You got a white gay dude. We got a black gay dude. Now, the Democrats could push back and say, well, Barack Obama, we had a black gay dude before it was cool. I don't know, folks. This is devil's advocate, just giving you food for thought. Again, for those just joining, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The pressure of revealing a girlfriend. What? He's got a what? A girlfriend? All this time we thought he had boyfriends. And this sucker's had a girlfriend. What are we going to do about this? Tim Scott, you can't be president if you got a girlfriend. Don't you know the optics of that? Unless she's a Guatemalan midget girlfriend, transsexual too. Unbelievable. So, here's the question, people. Was a girlfriend? Is she a smokescreen? Is Tim Scott, was he throwing that out there to see what we would do? Anyway, he blamed others. He said, it's like a different form of discrimination or bias. You can't say I'm black because that would be terrible. So find something else you can attack. Come on, Tim Scott. You're starting to sound like a leftist. I didn't win because I got a girlfriend. Gay or straight, Tim Scott's campaign needed a boost. I don't care. You know, he's the one that chose not to discuss his relationship. He said he couldn't imagine dragging her into the campaign unless I had the intention of marrying her. Uh-oh. That's not going to be good dinner conversation, Tim Scott, because she's going to say, what? You have no intention of marrying me, and that's why you don't want to talk about me. What's the elephant in the room? Tim Scott showed complete disloyalty to the former president. He never should have allowed the establishment to use him as a token in this way. His candidacy was an embarrassment akin to Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton's runs for the presidency. None of them stood a real chance. And more pointedly, all of their candidacies allowed them to profiteer at the expense of Donald Trump, his supporters, and the American people. Well, I'm talking about all of the people running in with Tim Scott. I'm not talking about Sharpton and Jackson. I'm talking about all these other candidates. They have all benefited from Trump. The Republican Party's benefited from Trump. And all these turncoats who've gotten something out of it. More notoriety, the ability to say, I ran for president, or whatever. And what they wanted to do is they wanted to gloat at the number of people who were competing for the Republican nomination. But look how it backfired. The Democrats are going to get people adding all the time. They've already got Jill Stein just kicked her name in. They got three or four people running. The Republicans are attrition. Attrition's happening. Mike Pence gone. Tim Scott gone. Christie will be gone soon. All of them will be gone soon. And then Trump will have his rightful nomination again in his rightful second term.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump Jr. testifying once more in the civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization in New York. Speaking on behalf of the defense, he attributed the charges against his father to an overzealous attorney general in New York. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries indicating that Democrats may be open to backing the Republicans' temporary funding bill as a measure to avert a government shutdown scheduled for this Friday. President Biden scheduled for an in-person meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping in San Francisco tomorrow. The restoration and reopening for the I-10 in downtown L.A., which was damaged by a weekend fire, has not been determined. That freeway damaged due to a fire at a pallet yard that was beneath it on Saturday. Corey Myers, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
China owes America a lot of money, $850 billion, and they're making interest payment on it. Did you know this? China is currently in debt to bondholders in the United States and has now defaulted on this debt. But has the Biden administration mentioned it? Has it come up anywhere? If you're wondering why you haven't heard about it, I'm going to say something controversial. Biden is compromised. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Joe Biden is compromised. Why wouldn't he make China make restitution or do what you're supposed to do? Pay your bills, China. In debt to bondholders, $850 billion, and all they're doing is making an interest payment. Past U.S. administrations ignored this debt. They allowed the trade to continue. But I'm going to tell you something. Donald Trump wouldn't have done it. Donald Trump was looking at all this. He's looking at the trade deficit. He was addressing it. And in his second term, he would have made these people pay their debt. He would have held their feet to the fire. Joe Biden can't do it. One of the biggest economies in the world owes us $850 billion and is only paying interest. When did they get it? Did they get that money when? When it was cheap, when money was cheap? They say the Chinese market is so vast that American companies like AMC, General Motors, Spotify, and Snapchat are all influenced by China. You want to know what influence means? It means they're dragged around by China. Every one of those companies is dragged around by China. The tail wagging the dog. China's economic is strong, according to The Hill, because before 1949, the Chinese government issued a large set of long-term sovereign gold bonds that were secured by Chinese investors in order to build infrastructure and finance government activities. In 1938, during the secret Sino-Japanese War, China was essentially divided into three factions. This will sound a little familiar. The nationalist China under the government control, communist China, and then other Japanese occupied areas. And the nationalists eventually were defeated by the communists, which made them what we know them today, which is a Chinese Communist Party. And under international law, the successor government, the CCP, must pay for the defaulted bonds. That's how they came to owe us all that dough. And the question is, why doesn't Joe Biden get our money? Well, it's because we owe China a lot of money too. Yep, and it's only getting worse with his trade deficit. So, and just so we're clear, I want to make sure everybody knows I'm fair. China's not even our biggest debt holder. We owe money all over the place. And Joe Biden still wants to send billions of dollars to fight this war that he started in Ukraine. It's crazy. I just want to see us change course. Look, Democrats, I'm going to make it simple for you. Just admit you're wrong every now and then. God, is that tough? I do it. Admit you're wrong. Jeez, it's not that big of a deal. We're going to talk about, I'm not going to do it now, but I do want to talk about these plea deals and the Trump cases because you're contacting me and sent me a message. I got some from a couple of other folks, Jeff, a guy named Jeff. I always like to acknowledge when you guys are contacting me so you know who you are. I told you I talked to a former military guy the other day and thanked him for his service. But anyway, yeah, so I want to cover the plea deals because what I'm going to tell you, it's much ado about nothing. So be prepared for that. Well, it'll be an interesting conversation, and I'd love to hear from you guys on it. If you have your own ideas around it now, give me a call, 844-551-8255. If you don't give me, we'll play your question on the air. I'll answer it, whatever. We'd love to do that, by the way. I hope we'll do more of it. I like when you guys call. And, you know, it's funny because I talk about this periodically, but the guy told me, he says, Kevin, the more interesting the show, the fewer the calls. And I was like, really? And he goes, no. He goes, there are people that will call, like, on spaceship stuff and all that, kind of the kooky guys. But he goes, if people really like your show, they don't want to interrupt your flow. And I hosted a show, and I remember we were waiting on the calls. I wrote the show with the idea that calls would come in around this time. We'd talk it through, but always over-prepare. And I think in a three-hour show, we got maybe two phone calls, and all it was Kevin, I didn't know who you were, but you're awesome. You know, they mess up the flow. Lucky for me, it's a hodgepodge, so we talked about the Chinese debt, what they owe us. The other countries owe us as well. We owe countries because we have a trade deficit. But I think we could certainly start to look at it. Then we talked about the plea deals and all that. And now I want to swing back and talk about something else because there's a polling that I'm going to cover with Joe Biden and all that. But there's something that's really interesting to me, and it has to do with the various markets. And here's what I know. I know that during the time of Trump, I told my friends, if you're going to make money in the market right now, here's how to do it. I gave them one that was going to grow 20%, 30% over the time of Trump, 4 years. And I told them others that you could pick and cherry pick them and make more money. And I had a couple of buddies that did really well. Levi, you owe me money, you owe me a steak. I helped a bunch of them. But I got this index. I believe it's from Real Clear Politics, or maybe it's one of our blog posts. I'm not sure. See who, if Tiffany wrote, I'm not sure who wrote it. But here's what I can tell you. Annualized performance of these stock markets. And here are the facts. I'm going to give you the index, meaning NASDAQ, the Dow, and the S&P. And I'm going to give you growth, you know, who grew it more. So here's the cumulative index. NASDAQ, Joe Biden, 2.34% since he's been in office. Trump, 44.25%. Differential, almost 42% difference. The Dow, Joe Biden, less than 11%. Trump, 33%. Differential, 22%. S&P, Joe Biden, 15.49%. These are typically big companies. 15% for Biden, 29% for Trump. Biden down in every category. The NASDAQ, almost 42% less than Trump. The Dow, 22% less. The S&P, 13% less. Then they did annualized performance. NASDAQ, Joe Biden, 0.9%. Trump, 15.2%. The Dow, Biden, 4%. Trump, 11.66%. S&P, Biden, 5.74%. Donald Trump, 10.38. Trump wins across the board, and that's annualized. And the charts are so dramatic. If you put a color to it, the chart. And even, I'm looking at the chart now, even when it dipped twice under Trump, it never got below the level of Biden and shot through the roof at the end. Now, this was a comparison of NASDAQ, where what Joe Biden inherited from Donald Trump in three different market matrices, this guy blew it. Completely blew it. Fun to watch. And Donald Trump actually predicted it. He said, if Biden is elected, the stock market will probably crash. It's not going to do anywhere near what he did. Now, here's another question. How do you think the stock market would have done had Donald Trump served his legal second term? How do you think it would have done? I believe that we would have never seen that dip, another big dip like that, because what that showed is Trump had to build the economy twice. I don't think we'd ever see that. And I think that's the stock market would be a minimum of 6,000 more, you know, for the Dow, as an example, and proportionally to the Russell and to these other indices. I think it would absolutely be astounding for you to see what a second 4 years of competence would have meant. Oh, not to know. Not to know. The stagnation of the stock market under Joe Biden equates to a crash. And when it's compared to a real leader, a guy who can get consensus, it's horrible. It's like watching a train wreck in slow motion. Look at the indicators. You see who performed best. Stock portfolio, value of your home, value of your business, value of your livelihood. How'd you feel? Did you feel good about being an American? These are the things, quite frankly, they're difficult to measure, but in this day and time, they're easy to measure because the contrast couldn't be more clear. And inside of that little kernel is where we should take solace, because it's a big deal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I didn't play this clip the other day. I alluded to it. Should have played it. So worth it. I listened to it, and I don't know why we didn't. Got on a different thread. Doesn't really matter. But I'll tell you this. Vivek Ramaswamy, he's not presidential material. But the guy knows what to say in a soundbite. And I believe he means this. This takedown of Rona McDaniel is absolutely classic, and it's also a takedown of the media. Here's the clip.
Why should you be the nominee and not the former president?
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here, and I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer to the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my, yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there are cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. You think the Democrats, and we've got Christian Welker here, you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it. And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, Christian, I'm going to use this time because it's actually about you in the media and the corrupt media establishment. Ask you the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years. Was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go. Mr. Ron, sorry. This is how we get our country back. We need accountability because this media rigged the 2016 election. They rigged the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
and they're
going to
rig this election.
Your time is up.
Accountability.
Let me turn to Governor Christie.
I love the exit there. Your time is up. Let me turn to Governor Christie. Maybe he can save us. Maybe he could give us some anti-Trump stuff that we could use. Ramaswamy was spot on. He ain't presidential material, but what he said there is truth. You can look back at his, oh, he supported Democrats, whatever, when he was 18 or I don't care. I've heard him say things that are wishy-washy for me that make him too squishy. But that, he is 100% spot on. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. And thank you in advance for your support of what we do. By the way, you're going to start getting some information on the Transact card from us. It is a card that you get a discount on everything you purchase just by using the card. It automatically knows where you're buying from and gives you the highest discount you get at that location. It's that simple. And everything you buy, you build up Z-Bucks, and you can shop at the store where the Transact card is. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, that's a bunch of overpriced stuff. It's free dollars. They match you dollar for dollar. So say it's three times what you'd pay in the regular place. Who cares? It's free money. You spend your money, and you get these Z-Bucks. Then you go to the store, you pay. To be honest with you, I'm not telling you it is three times the price. I'm just saying it doesn't matter. It's free stuff to you. And if you decide you want to do it as a business, it's the cheapest business you can get into. And I can tell you, one of my teammates doing really well. So check it out. We'll be putting it up on the site. You'll see it. And we do it. I mean, I'm paying everything with it. Now, I'd done something similar before. Melissa and I used it, and it was highly successful. We were wine and country or something. We got a $7 discount. That was right back on the card. We went to Lowe's. We got a discount. We bought about, I don't know, we had to buy some stuff for a rental property and got money back. And, you know, it's not a lot, but it's free money. Do you know Walmart, there's a 0.7% discount at Walmart, whether you use it or not, if you have one of this type of card? 7.7%. It's not a lot, but I take my 1%, roughly 1% savings on the stuff I buy from Walmart. So anyway, this Transact card, you'll get more information about it. For those of you who really want to give a deep dive, give me a ring, 844-551-8255. I'll tell you more about it, hook you up with the right people. Amazing. I don't tell you anything that I haven't done myself. So you can take that to the bank. Ironically, it's a bank card. Anyway, getting back on track, Ramaswamy did what he was supposed to do. He roasted Ronna McDaniel. It's a simple formula. You're either effective or you're not. So against all odds with the RNC, we won in 2016. They bring in Ronna McDaniel. We lose in 2018. We lose in 2020. Does she address the cheating and all that stuff? No. So we lose in 2022, which we didn't have the red wave. We just lost in 2023. And, you know, I'm going to cover a lot of that in terms of did we really lose? Because I tell people, don't think we lost per se, but because they are basing it on the issue of abortion. We didn't lose on abortion, and I'll explain that in more detail.
But we did lose races that we shouldn't have lost. And we didn't fight in races where we should have fought, like the Kentucky governor's race. And I could go on. I am sick of this. And so is he. And you either know how to win or you don't. And if you don't know how to win, you learn how to win or you build a strategy. You cut your teeth. She's had enough years that you would think she'd go, okay, we gotta shift gears here. We have no reason not to kick butt in 2024. No reason. We should win control of the Senate. Absolute destruction in the House. We should be able to have total control of the House, win the presidency, win governorships, take over state houses, you name it. But I don't see a plan in place, do you? Every time I've had multiple discussions around the critical issues where we could easily, all we got to do is put some money in the marketing of who we are, and we would destroy the left. Look at the number of them who've crossed over because they're tired of their kids being sexualized. They're tired of the government saying, we don't have to tell you if we want to change the sex of your child. We don't have to tell you if your child's been molested. We don't have to give you statistics of a college, how many rapes happen at a university or anything like that. You know nothing about the lives of, you know about the lives of your children, but I'm talking about the people that where you put them. They don't have to tell you anything, and they don't. They don't tell you jack. He goes on. He talks about Carlson. Tucker Carlson, Rogan, and Elon Musk as moderators. I don't know that I would pick them necessarily, but you couldn't go bad. It wouldn't be a bad thing to have them. Tucker Carlson would bring an audience, and it would certainly stick a finger in the eye of Fox News. Joe Rogan would certainly bring an audience. Obviously, Elon Musk would probably figure out a way to bring the biggest audience ever. I'm not saying he's going to have the best questions, but these are very astute people that could probably bring something so unique and cool to the movement. Why not? They should get a chance. I want you to think about, in that one little minute of a statement, how powerful it was on so many levels. And again, he doesn't get my vote. But should this guy have a prominent place in the political mainstream? Absolutely he should. I mean, he didn't say anything that you haven't heard on this program, but it's not a comparison. If he has his day in the sun, fine for him. This guy's young. He's an Indian kid, so he's a person of color, and he's speaking out in ways, and he said it. These people don't want to tell you this stuff. They don't want to admit it. And he said something profound. Would the Democrats hire Gutfeld? It's funny how he used very specific people. He's a sharp guy. Tucker, probably one of the biggest names in conservative talk show hosts. Rogan, dominates podcasts, pop culture figure. Elon Musk, richest man in the world, owner of X now, and Gutfeld, who is supposedly the king of late night, or Nate Light, if you like that. He picks them strategically, and he says, do you think they'd let Gutfeld host a debate? By the way, do you think the leftists would let Tucker Carlson host a debate? Forget Gutfeld. Do you think they'd let Sean Hannity do it? He's bringing up a point. Here we again. We want to reach across the aisle. We want to make people feel good. Would they let them debate? Host a debate? The answer is, of course not. Then he goes on to excoriate the media. He says, what about you, Christian Stelter or Helker or whatever her name is? The Trump-Russian collusion hoax, real or disinformation? Then they really had to shut him up when he says, what about this rigged 2016 election? What about the rigged 2020 elections? And boy, they were we need to move on. Let me tell you what. I don't care what you think about him as a candidate or whatever. As a mouthpiece for the Republican Party, you need him. Call him a smart version of AOC. He's not dumb. This guy's made millions of dollars in business. He's not stupid. He's got one heck of an education. But you know what he's really smart at? He's waking up Republicans as to how you get the word out to the masses.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.